Jim, when Carl Palladino talks about a rhino or calling someone a rhino, Republican in name only, what's he mean by that?
To some degree, Carl's talking about Republicans who disagree with him. Carl is, I think most listeners know, tilts to the far right. I think he's even beyond the Tea Party when it comes to a lot of stuff. And he takes great exception to people who are not as right-wing as he is. He takes exception to Republican legislators who compromise with Democrats. And of late, he's taken exception to Republicans who contribute to the campaign war chest of Democrats.
Well, in your story, you focus on that issue in particular about donations to Democratic candidates, and it would appear in your research that Carl Palladino himself has contributed to Democrats in the past.
Yeah, he has. You know, historically, I mean, Carl was a registered Democrat until 2005, and I did an investigation for the Buffalo News back in when Carl was running for governor in 2010, that showed at that point donations of about, it's been so long I forget, but over $500,000, and skewed about 60% Republican, 40% Democrat, gave to a lot of prominent Democrats like Hillary Clinton and Elliot Spitzer, Governor Patterson when he succeeded Spitzer. So what we did was we looked at his donations since 2011, after his run for governor, everything he's donated to federal and state and local candidates, in excess of $400,000. And in light of the fact that he picketed a fundraiser hosted by, among other people, Anthony Gioia, one of maybe the biggest Republican fundraiser in the area, with a big rhino sign and calling Joy and the others rhinos for raising money for Democrats. Lo and behold, Carl Palladino in the last 3 years has given $49,000 to 29 different Democratic candidates in two different party committees.
How does that compare to what he has given to Republicans in that time?
Well, he's given a lot more to Republicans. It was in the neighborhood of $356,000. And normally, that's not a big deal because a lot of people give to both sides of the aisle. But here you have Carl Palladino calling out Republicans. I mean, he held a sign at that protest in December that read, "No funding for Dems," as in Democrats. I'm sorry, Carl, but you're doing the same thing that you're picketing Anthony Gioia for.
Well, did you question him about this? What does he have to say?
When I attempted to question him, the response was basically an obscenity, and he hung up on me twice, as a matter of fact. So he didn't want to discuss this. The response from his supporters, frankly, has been pretty muted, at least compared with the response when he was running for governor, which I think underscores that I think Carl's base of support is actually a lot shallower and narrower than I think the press coverage in this market would suggest. You know, he basically got caught, you know, preaching one thing and practicing something else, and hasn't had much to say in response.
Well, you mentioned that a lot of people will contribute to both sides of the aisle. So why would someone do that? What's the benefit of, you know, backing both Democrats and Republicans?
Well, if you're someone like Carl Palladino, who does a lot of business with government, you want to stay on friendly terms with folks who can do business with you. Carl, as I reported again several years ago for the news, is probably government's biggest landlord in Western New York. He collects more than $10 million in rent from federal government, state government, local government. And he tends to give, to some degree, to the people who are decision makers when it comes to those decisions. For example, he gave a lot of money to Chris Collins about the time that he started leasing a lot of space to county government. He's now giving a lot of money to his successor, Mark Poloncarz. So he's doing what he's always done. He's given money to both sides, predominantly to Republicans. But he's covering his bets, and there's a lot of George Maziarz, who I interviewed for the piece. You know, George says that's what business guys do. They cover their bets, and he's doing that. It's okay for Carl, but heaven forbid another Republican do the same thing.
Jim Haney from Investigative Post, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Much more at investigativepost.org. I'm Jim Ranney, WBFO News.